Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Doctor, you have made many trips across the country to save animals from kill shelters. Can you speak a little bit to what prompted you to decide that this is what you were going to do, and when did this come about?
Sure. So about 12 years ago, I pursued my pilot's license. And after I finished my training, I was just looking for some useful ways to use my license other than just to fly around. And I came across a website called Pilots and Paws. And what they do is they link pilots to rescues and shelters to get dogs out of typically high kill shelters and then move them to areas where they can go to fosters, get established with hopefully a family for adoption, and have a second chance in life. So I decided to sign up, did my first flight about 12 years ago. I've been doing it ever since, and I've rescued countless dogs, puppies, adult dogs, pregnant dogs.
Very cool. And, you know, how many trips would you say you've made across the country since initially deciding to do this, and where are some of the places you've gone? And I would assume you do this pretty regularly, correct?
Sure. More recently, I've been doing it more. I'm averaging maybe one trip every 6 weeks or so more recently. There've been some lulls sometimes. As I got a couple of young daughters. So, but typically I do maybe one every 6 weeks for the last several years. I mean, if you do the math, you know, I've probably done 100 trips, maybe perhaps.
Very cool. And where are some of the places you've gone on your plane?
Sure. Typically more recently I've linked up with a shelter called Noah's Ark down in Asheville, South Carolina. So I've been flying down there quite a bit. West Virginia, I've been to Virginia, South Carolina, Ohio. Off the bat, those are some of the places more recently I've been to.
What does a typical trip like this entail? I would imagine there are some types of planning and coordination involved. And do some of these shelters call you for help?
Yeah, they do. So it actually takes quite a bit of coordination. There's a shelter that's usually obviously giving up the animals, and then there's a shelter that's receiving the animals. So we have to coordinate those schedules. Obviously, my schedule too as well for the flights, and then also the volunteers. There's not just me, but there's plenty of volunteers who come help offload the dogs. As you probably saw in the video, there's a lot of people helping out. Then there's the fosters. They have to be notified because a lot of the dogs end up going to foster care for several weeks, perhaps, until they get adopted. So all that has to be coordinated, which can take some time.
Yes, and I saw that video of you holding a dog, but have you saved other animals too? And is Nickel City Canine Rescue the place you predominantly bring the dogs to?
Yeah, so Nickel City, I've been working with more closely. I've established a relationship between them and Noah's Ark, which is down in South Carolina. And basically, I've been just flying back and forth between those two. I haven't done cats. Pilots and Paws does do other animals. In fact, I think even one time I saw a goat that needed transport. So any animal that needs transport can go on Pilots and Paws. Predominantly, I just do dogs. I haven't ventured into any other type of animals yet.
Does the Nickel City Canine Rescue work with that other shelter you mentioned and kind of just use you as a transporter?
Yes. So we started our first trip between Nickel City and Noah's Ark maybe about 8 or 9 months ago. They established a connection, and then they found me as a pilot, and basically I was willing to go back and forth. So every month or so, they'll set up a trip where once they amass a number of dogs to go, we will set up a time to do it, usually on a weekend, and I'll fly down to Asheville, pick up a load of dogs. This time it happened to be 11. The previous time was not 20 dogs. And I'll fly them from Asheville back up to Buffalo.
I'm sure, you know, being a pilot and getting your license a little over a decade ago, one of the things you enjoy about this would, you know, be taking the trips and flying in the plane. But what do you like most about, you know, doing this work and volunteering your time?
It's very rewarding. It's not just for me, but also for the other people who I work with, the other volunteers. My children, they come to the airport, they'll help unload the dogs. This time they're a little bit mad because they couldn't make it, and this just happened to be the one time that everything went viral. But I have two daughters who are 12 and 10, and you know, they like to come and help and volunteer, and I'm trying to teach them too that, you know, even though you can have a busy life, you can always carve out a little bit of time to help others, whether it's animals or people, by volunteering. Helps you sleep better at night. It makes you feel good. So that's probably the best part of it. And then, you know, at the end of it, usually trips like this don't go viral. I've probably done 100 of them, and this one just happened to go viral. All the volunteers and the people at the shelters, we always usually exchange texts showing the dogs down the road. So I'll see the dogs in a text message 2, 3, 4, sometimes even a month or two later, and they're with their forever home. They're established, and, you know, that's a really good feeling.
Yeah, absolutely, I would imagine. Is there anything you wanted to share with our audience, Doctor, that I may have left out, or anything that you just wanted to share with our audience for Monday?
Yeah, sure. So a lot of people are asking how they can get involved, and there's a number of ways. Now, not everybody, you know, I'm very fortunate to be able to fly. I know not everybody has an airplane, but the shelters always take donations, and there's Nickel City. There's many other ones out there. There's the SPCA, and there's other shelters out there. You can volunteer your time. You saw some of the people on the video, they had volunteer shirts on, so they would come and help unload the dogs. So you can help with volunteering that way. There's ground transportation. If you like to drive, you can get your favorite coons, get in a car or a van and go pick up dogs, or cats, goats, whatever they have to be transported that way. And fostering, that's another big one. People are always looking to find ways to help out. If you can take a dog in for a few weeks and foster them until they find again their forever home. So there's a lot of different things that you can do to help out.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.